You can see the new Baylor football stadium rising to the east of I-35, just north of the Brazos River from the Baylor campus. Up close, 460 workers buzz around the concrete, wood, steel reinforcements, and dumpsters. Senior project manager Jim Healy says it's about 30% done and right on track.
All in all, it's run very smoothly. You know, we've had some weather, but not bad. We've managed to dodge most of the rain in July by pouring at 2 o'clock in the morning or 4 o'clock in the morning, whatever we have to do to keep it on schedule. So we've been one of the wettest Julys in Texas history, and we've lost one day to rain on this job.
Healy is excited that they're beginning to install structural steel. The stadium's about as tall as it's going to get, 128 feet. A canopy that will shade about 60% of the stadium will add a few extra feet as well. So far, construction has included 28,000 cubic yards of concrete and 32,000 tons of steel reinforcement. Athletic director Ian McCaw is happy with the progress so far.
You really get a sense of what this is going to be like from a fan standpoint when they come in here about a year from now and see the first game played. It's going to be a great fan experience. We have great opportunities for people to tailgate, sailgate.
Yes, he said sailgate. Part of the construction includes a reshaping of the Brazos River into a lagoon for boats to hang out next to the stadium. To the east of the stadium, the university is planning to build a new alumni event center, and beyond the lagoon, they'll be building a new track center. Six piers are being sunk 45 feet deep into the Brazos as part of the bridge that will span to the campus on the south of the river.
We really look at this as being a collegiate version of Cowboy Stadium located on a campus setting.
The $260 million stadium will hold 45,000 people and will replace the old Floyd Casey Stadium during the fall of 2014 season. Baylor has come off three straight bowl seasons, going 10-3 and 8-5 in the last 2 years. For KWBU News in Waco, I'm Ryland Barton.